the scenes inside the Al-Aqsa Mosque in occupied East Jerusalem early Friday morning. Fighting between stone-throwing masked men and Israeli police who fired stun grenades and tear gas. Around 150 people were injured. This Palestinian cameraman was there.
They brutally emptied the compound. They were attacking the mosque staff, normal people, elders, young people. There were many injured people. They fired rubber bullets inside Al-Aqsa Mosque compound. They were beating everyone, even the paramedics. They hit them.
Israel's foreign ministry tweeted, "Dozens of masked men carrying Hamas and PA flags marched into Al-Aqsa Mosque. The crowd collected stones and large rocks. Police were forced to enter the grounds to disperse the crowd." The Al-Aqsa Mosque is Islam's third holiest place. It's also revered by Jews as the site of the original temple. As such, it's often an epicenter for tension between Israel, which controls movement to the site, and Palestinians, especially during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. This time last year, fighting around the mosque and access restrictions led to an 11-day war between Israel and Palestinian armed groups in Gaza. So far this year, a series of attacks within Israel have left 14 dead, and Israeli security forces killed 20 Palestinians during raids of the occupied West Bank. After the violent confrontation, Israeli forces restricted access to Al-Aqsa Mosque, but then a few hours later, they did reopen the Damascus Gate, where we are now, which is one of the main entrances to the Old City. Al-Aqsa Mosque and its compound are deeply important and symbolic, and with Ramadan, Easter and Passover all happening right now, tensions in this city and its holy sites are set to remain high. John Holman, Al Jazeera, Occupied East Jerusalem.